Welcome to Experts on Call. My name is Mike Neighbors, and it is time now for one of our favorite segments here on the show, Experts on Call. It's time for our expert on home improvements and dealing with contractors. It's time for Just Ask Bob, your chance to call in with questions. For Bobby Asadurian, RRRinc.ca is the website. Please don't wait and email your question to him later. We'd love to answer your question live on the air, so if you wouldn't mind giving us a call, 905-645-3200, #820 on the Bell Mobility. You can get in touch with us if you have any questions about renovating a project you're into, one you want to get into, do it yourself, or hiring a contractor. Bobby is happy to answer all questions. 905-645-3200 or #820 on the Bell Mobility. And an extra bonus today in the studio with us is George Palios. He is from TD Canada Trust, manager of residential mortgages, and here to talk a little bit about funding big projects.
Yes, very important. How are you today, Mike?
I'm great, Bob. How are you?
Awesome,
first of all?
Awesome.
Excellent.
Especially today, we've got a guest, George Palios. Thank you, George, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And just like to start off with a quick announcement.
You got yourself another TV gig. Here's Bobby's going, you know, the Ty Pennington of Canada.
And this is a very special one. This upcoming Monday, April 26, 2010, I'm going to be interviewed on Cable 14's For the Record by Talk 820's own Jason Farr.
So you're going to be working with Jason Farr.
Second time.
Oh, my.
He's the best.
All
great
right.
Interviews. He doesn't make it easy for me, though.
So that'll come up Monday night.
Yes.
You'll be able to catch that on Cable 14, and that runs at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11 o'clock.
Every hour on the hour from 5 to 11.
Right now, you can get a chance to bend Bob's ear, and you can also talk to George about various ways that we can fund some projects. And, you know, I mean, we all do
lots of
do-it-yourself options. But sometimes there is a significant cost to a project. You were talking roofing. I mean, there's a lot of different, maybe a deck. First of all, why George? Why do we bring George in? Why is George important to your business?
I've had an ongoing relationship with TD Canada Trust on the personal level for well over 23 years, on a business level for probably 8 years now since I've had the business. And I also have a legal web linking agreement with them. I've always dealt with TD. They're very honorable. They're respectful. And I love the fact that they come to your home. So
okay.
I'm busy. I mean, I don't have to run around. Like George has done, they'll come to your home. They'll sit with you in the living room. They'll help you out. Now, I very heavily screen George, and I know he's the man for this because in my experience with home renos, there's too many choices, and not all are right. You know, there's right and wrong ways to get the money. I mean, for example, you know, do you win the lottery? Hey, that'll be great. I mean, these renos are expensive. It'd be nice to win the lottery. Do you borrow from the bank of mom and dad?
Right.
Do you borrow from friends and family? Unfortunately, and many people I know have been doing this, do you bill it on the Visa and MasterCard? Now, as a contractor myself, I'm asked this all the time. Sorry, I don't take credit cards.
Right.
I don't believe in it because, I mean, there's a lot of reasons there. I get hiked. I get a charge from them. I'll have to pass it on to my customer. I just ask everybody to pay me by personal checks. There's no worries about a check. But now what Visa MasterCard's doing, I guess it's not too new, but they'll actually send you Visa checks. Because a few customers have actually paid me by a check, and it's off of Visa.
Right.
So, I mean, it doesn't make sense with interest rates for anywhere from 18 to 20%. There's big box stores, you know, events, don't pay for a year. There's secured, unsecured line of credits. I'll let George get into each item now in much more detail.
Well, and I will. And the only thing I would say is that there are the one benefit, because I know that we do this in our house, is the money you get back off of Visa, right? I mean, you get the points or whatever it is. There's lots of different plans like that.
Travel.
So things you're not even planning to leave on the Visa, you may want to pay for the Visa, so you get that little bit of a bump back. Visa checks, is that, George, is that, you know, checks on credit cards, is that something that's becoming more popular?
It is absolutely becoming more popular, and Before I get into it, you've both made some great points, and I just want to thank you, Mike and Bob, for having me on the show today.
Oh,
I really,
thank you.
Really appreciate the opportunity. As Mike mentioned, I work as a mortgage specialist for TD. This will be my 21st year in the industry, in the business, and I certainly look forward to trying to answer any renovation financing related questions. So please feel free to call in. If you can't call in, my number is 905-515-6081, and email address george.palios, P-A-L-I-O-S, at td.com. So getting back to your question, it's becoming more popular, access to credit cards, Visa checks, and certainly more people are very cognizant of using their credit cards because they're able to accumulate travel points or accumulate points, et cetera. For whatever type of card it is. But the key thing is, if you're planning a home renovation, I think it's wise to try and plan it out properly. If it's a small type of project, you anticipate being able to pay it off over a very short time period, then sure, it makes sense to put it on your credit card. But if you're going to finance this over a considerably longer period of time, mm-hmm. then it really doesn't make sense to be carrying a balance on, you know, at 18, 19, 20%.
Yeah. How often do you get approached about renovation? I mean, a lot of people would think I would come and talk to you if I'm going to buy a house.
Yeah.
Potentially, if I have, you know, if I have a $7,000-$8,000 roofing project, that there are options to me aside from, you know, putting it on the Visa?
Absolutely. There's a number of options. We already talked about some of them. In my opinion, the best option, if you don't have the if you have savings, then obviously you're using the savings that that you've accumulated mm-hmm. to fund your project. Bob talked about the bank of mom and dad. If you don't have that, well, hey, that's always great. And
not all of us have that.
That's the best form of financing.
Quite sure,
frankly,
yeah.
But we don't all have the privilege.
You can't believe the interest rate my dad charges. You do not want to borrow from him. He's a loan shark, I think. When it comes time to, I know one of the most popular would be lines of credit, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And is that a difficult process? I mean, we basically balancing that against the value we've built up in our home.
You know, essentially, there's a couple of different forms. So you know, what I'll carry on. You know, as I said, first thing, plan it out. If you're moving forward with a project that you know requires more than just a few $1,000s, and you can fund it in an unsecured fashion using loans or unsecured lines of credit. You can fund it using the home equity that you've built up, and especially where it's bigger type projects that might take you a little bit longer to pay, it makes wise to do it with a home equity line of credit or potentially even refinancing the mortgage. And essentially mm-hmm. what you're doing is using the home equity that you've built up there, and the benefit is you're going to do it much cheaper than, clearly much cheaper than credit card rates, and certainly much cheaper than an unsecured loan rate. Mm-hmm. So
I know Bob would probably like to weigh in with one of the biggest mistakes that people make is that you're not – that financially you're not in a good position to take on a project, so you go with the lowest price guy who takes cash. And you're not, I mean, when you go to talk to somebody about their project, Bob, you want to make sure that they're not putting themselves in a bad spot.
You know, some will say that I stick my nose too far, but I mean, again, to be honest, I want to make sure I get paid at the end of the day as well.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons here, but people really, I mean, do what you can afford or do what you can afford to borrow for.
Right.
I mean, you have to play this properly. I mean, I've had people, not often, I mean, one or two people I can think of where, you know, they didn't quite have enough to pay me at the end. And, you know, one wrote me a series of 10 or 12 post-dated checks. I mean, I was easygoing. There were repeat customers. I accepted that. But really, the long and short of it is plan for it. I mean, you know, when your contractor's done, you know, you have to pay them. Things have to make sense, and also spend the money wisely. The biggest problem I see is I've gone into people's homes to quote on a kitchen or some tiling, and I see blown and loose shingles on the front lawn.
Right.
I mean, again, they don't want to. I mean, they must know they need a roof. They just don't care about it. It's not leaking at that moment. It's out of mind, out of sight, except for, you know, the shingles on the lawn.
Yeah.
The kitchen they're dreaming for. They want that beautiful front entranceway tile, some nice fancy cabinets. So they're balancing their budget, and they're barely going to make it for the kitchen, the tile. What happens afterwards when your roof's leaking? So, I mean, you really have to be smart. What I used to do, and I mean, again, you live and you learn the business. I can't stand the to-do list. I used to go there, to be especially mostly the wife, and she would just drop down a sheet of paper, you know, 10 feet long. I knew in my mind they're going to be here 2 hours, 4 hours at the office working out a quote for 50 items, and I'm not going to get any of them. So I try to explain to people, I'm not greedy. I'm far from retirement. Let's pick the most important ones.
Mm-hmm.
Let's test the water.
Yeah.
Let me work for a week, for a few weeks. Let me do a few things. If you like me, I'm back. There's no need right away to start quoting on so many items.
Yeah.
You know, talk to somebody like George or myself. Again, it's free. George will come to your home. You can go to the branch. You can go anywhere you want. Plan it. You got to have some money. You got to eat. You got to have some money left over to buy groceries. That's a problem people do, though. They overspend on renovations.
Absolutely. This is Experts on Call. Just ask Bob, 905-645-3200, #820 on the Bell Mobility. If you have a question or a comment on this topic or any others in the world of home renovation, it is interesting. And George, maybe I'll get you to answer me this question. Is there a difference for somebody like you, the lender, vis-a-vis if the home renovation is, A, I'm trying to improve my home, the nice kitchen, or I'm in an emergency situation. The roof has blown off. I mean, is there a does the bank or the people I'm trying to borrow money from, is it looked at differently, or is it pretty much still what you can afford, what you can pay back?
Yeah, that's a good question. And quite frankly, there's you know, we would typically look at what you can afford and mm-hmm. what you can repay back. Obviously, there's a number of different items from a lender standpoint that we look at. We look at your ability to service that debt. We look at your past ability to repay debt, which includes your credit history and things like that. And then if we're using the home, we're looking at the collateral and the equity that's involved there. So,
right.
you know, those factors all go hand in hand.
But does the value of the home change? I mean, if I'm sitting there and I'm saying to you, listen, if I do these three things, if you mm-hmm. lend me $20,000, I do these three things, the actual value of my house is going to be improved.
It's hard to prove.
So I can't, you know, you can't sort of weigh that into the equation.
We're not necessarily weighing in what that future value is going to be. So if you're undertaking a project and it's going to take you 4 months to complete that project, and we're looking to try and finance it today, if we're using the home equity, we're basing it on the value ascertained today.
Right.
However, absolutely, you're improving the value of that home and in essence increasing your equity position.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're adding a new roof and doing, you know, the like, that's going to improve the value, no question, and improve your equity position.
It is, Bob. You've highlighted, of course, the problem with homeowners is the exact same problem we have with governments, right? I mean, governments, they just despise having to spend money on things like sewers and proper infrastructure because it's not pretty.
Exactly.
But when they can give you a new park, you know, that we're all over that. Homeowners, I mean, you have to be practical and don't put, you know, a brand new kitchen in a house with a bad foundation.
As human beings, we're rarely ever practical. Homeowners. No, but it's true, though.
I know.
The government is run by human beings. I mean, jumping.
We might argue that point, but
I'll let you go on that one. But if I've ever been able to stay at an arm's length from myself, I think it's today, because here I am trying to tell people to sort of scale down, keep the to-do list down, really think, can you afford it?
Mm-hmm.
What other contractor's going to think that way?
Yeah.
It's just give me.
Yeah.
I don't care if you have money for groceries next month.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, it comes back to the honesty, because mm-hmm. I want to work for these people forever. I'm a long way from retirement, and it really makes sense. And it's just in my mind's eye, I know from experience, I'm wasting my 2 hours quoting 50 things. Let's look at the items that are most important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Test me out. I don't mind starting 2 weeks of work instead of jumping on 6 weeks of work, because I know they're going to rehire me.
Mm-hmm.
I know it.
905-645-3200 or #820 on the Bell Mobility if you want in on this discussion. If you want to ask Bob a question about renovating or contracting or a project you're knee-deep in, we talked about lines of credit. We're going to come back and talk to George a little bit about a second mortgage, remortgaging your house. We'll discuss that when we return. It's Experts on Call. Talk 820 time is 1244. Welcome to Experts on Call. I'm Mike Neighbors. We are with Bobby Asader in RRRinc.ca is his excellent website. And in fact, if you go to that website, you'll be able to connect with our guest today, and that is George Palios of Canada Trust, talking about some ways we can fund those home renovation projects and do it in such a way that it doesn't hurt us too much in the pocketbook. Before we get to that, the phone number is 905-645-3200 or #820 on the Bell Mobility if you want to join the conversation. Ask Bob a question about renovating. Let's start first with our bad guy, Bob, because you've written a book called The Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom, and it is important that we make note of the fact that the police finally caught up with a guy that you don't want to bring home to Mom.
Yes, and it seems to happen every few springs, or if not annually. I mean, before it's even practically lawnmower season, we've got a contractor arrested. As media release April 20th, 2010, Hamilton police charge roofing fraudster. And, I mean, the more I read this, it just fascinates me. I mean, there's at least almost 10 names here, 10 various companies. He operated out of all of them. Looks like for up to a three-year period. And apparently, I mean, he was just stealing deposits.
Yeah.
And it was a
not,
mix.
Not
though.
Showing up to do the
yeah,
work
Yeah, not
at all.
Showing up to do the work. But it was also mixed because they're calling him roofing fraudster. But some of these companies were also rental companies.
Right.
So there was renovations and roofing.
Sometimes he did a bit of work. Sometimes
he did
a very
outright
poor quality
take the deposit,
work.
Take off. He would start. I think, he was worrying about getting caught at some point. So he must have started the work.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, if you start the work and you take off, legally you've showed intent. So it sort of right. slides into a civil matter and right. not a legal matter. But, I mean, he did a whole mix of it.
But the thing, you as a contractor and representing all of the good, honest, decent contractors out there, that one of the most appalling things is not only disgusted with this guy, who's obviously a hood and a criminal, mm-hmm. But the fact that it took 2 years.
Well, as I've got captured here, this isn't part of the original media release, but justice is at a snail's pace, unfortunately. Yeah. When I look at these dates and timelines, it looks like it was approximately a three-year period or a three-year ongoing investigation until they finally arrested him and charged him a few days ago. Now, we're talking about this off-air a few minutes ago, but again, it's the problem of people not coming forward, and I can understand. They're ashamed.
Yeah.
They've been robbed. They've been duped. Sure, they'll tell their buddies and that. Maybe let's go chase them down, but as far as going to the police, going to the media, you know, you're a victim.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what the crime is. They're a little ashamed. They're hurt. They may be not coming forward. But anybody listening today, if there's a shady contractor you know of or something doesn't seem right, report it. Help your neighbors. Help your people in the community. We want these bums locked away.
Yeah.
I wish they'd throw the key away. I mean, it takes one guy like this to ruin the industry for all of us.
Right.
I can tell you all summer now, everybody I look at, new homeowners I meet, they're going to be looking at me a little odd at first. I mean, wondering, you know, who is he? Is he going to steal the deposit? Is the work going to be good? And it makes sense.
That's right.
So I've got to, you know, work twice as hard to prove myself to them. And, you know, the website does a good job at that, and so does the radio.
Yes.
But it's difficult.
Just ask Bob. You can call in and ask Bob a question. George Palios is our guest in studio today. He handles residential mortgages for Canada Trust. And George, I mentioned beforehand, one of the ways of funding a home renovation project, of course, we line of credit. Another way is a remortgaging or a second mortgage on the house. Now, how am I going to approach you with that? How does that work out?
Well, typically, you know, one of the things that Bob had talked about earlier is planning your renovation project. It's also just as equally as important to plan the financing piece.
Right.
So,
I arrive, usually. I'd like that.
Yeah.
Before I arrive.
That way the homeowner knows what he's got to spend.
Well, sure,
but
sure.
Quite frankly, it's a pretty simple process. You know, you head down to your financial institution or meet with a mortgage specialist, for example, and, you know, work through some of the scenarios that you're looking to move forward
on. At that point, let's say you've got a five-year lock and you're 2.5 years in.
Yeah.
Is it still possible to do so? I mean, are you taking out a separate project here, a second mortgage on what you
Not
have?
Not necessarily.
Or are you maybe creating a new mortgage from that point forward?
You can do one of a couple of different things. So if you've got an existing mortgage that's got 2.5 years left, as per your example, some people choose just to refinance that mortgage and increase it. So they've got one payment that they have to worry about. The benefit that you get there is that one payment. And oftentimes what an institution, what a bank will do is look at a blended situation, for instance. So if you've got 2.5 years left at X of an interest rate, current money is being charged at Y, so we blend that scenario.
Okay.
So that's one advantage. Another scenario, if you wanted to keep that renovation separate, many people use home equity lines of credit. So in effect, it's set up as a separate vehicle or as a second mortgage, for instance. The advantage that you have with a home equity line of credit is typically payments are interest only. It's fully open. You can pay it off or down at any time.
Okay.
And it's still a heck of a lot cheaper than what you would finance something through your credit cards or through your through an unsecured vehicle, for instance.
Now, there are one of the other differences now, and I know because of a comfort level some people have, but one of the other differences, I guess, between some of these products and others would be the ability to lock in an interest rate. And really, is the second mortgage really or a blended mortgage really the only way to lock in an interest rate?
No, not necessarily, because most institutions also have a lock-in feature with their lines of credit as well. Typically on a line of home equity line of credit, you've got an open or a float type of feature that will float or you have the ability to lock in. TD's got a program, for instance, where you can lock in a fixed rate portion of your home equity line of credit. So for those people that want some certainty, they can still obtain that and lock in a portion. And the beauty of it is you can often lock in different amounts. So if you've got $50,000 outstanding, for instance, on that home equity line of credit, and you want to secure 30 of it as a fixed rate option, you can still leave the other 20 floating.
Okay. Bob, let's talk about a couple of the red flags to look for if you're calling contractors, because this is a busy time. I mean, a lot of people are getting ready to tackle those spring-summer projects. You're getting contractors to come. You're getting bids on projects. The things to look for, I mean, one of those things is always, you always have to be a little skeptical of low bid guy. I mean, maybe he's a totally honest dude, but why was he $3,000 below everybody else?
It's a red flag. The first thing I'd like to say, and especially, you know, for our city here, and it may vary by other locations, but I'll speak clearly for Hamilton. everybody listening, jot this number down, 905-546-2424. Ask for building and licensing. Now, just about any tradesman you'll hire to work inside or outside of your home, with the exception of the painter maybe. And I'm still pushing on the city to get him licensed too. You know,
right.
Painters are sort of exempt from getting a building repair license.
Painters always wear odd ducks.
Well, but the thing is, though, it's not just about the licensing to know how you paint. There's more to it. The licensing ensures you've got
it's how you conduct
liability
your business,
insurance.
Right? Yeah.
You've got the police check. So, yeah, how you conduct your business. So, you know, get the quotes and get at least five quotes. Call it into the city. Ask if they got a trade license. Because this particular crook that just got taken to the can the other day, the numerous amount of companies, I can tell by the amount of companies, he wasn't dishing out $300 or $400 a year annually relicensing these.
No.
These are all phony baloney.
He's just printing
up business
cards. He was
printing at home. He had a $50 printer. He was printing out business cards.
Right.
So any of these homeowners, one call, they would have found out, because for roofing or rentals, you need to have a building repair license.
Okay.
So number one, call the city. Number two, make sure you're getting five quotes. Then number three, and it's not three, 10 references at least.
Okay.
Even the worst guy out there can get it right three times or has a mother, father, and a brother, an ex-girlfriend
right.
to put on there as a reference.
Yeah.
Get 10 references. Ask if you can come out and see them in person. I mean, if it's a big job, you're dishing out well over 10 grand here, kitchen, bathroom. Ask the guy, let me go see your work.
Yeah.
Let me go step on it, look at it, you know, inspect it. You've got to consider every hesitation or every no or every roadblock considered a red flag.
Okay.
Above and beyond all, and I've said this many, many times before, go with your gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get rid of the technology. Get rid of the paperwork. Go back to caveman time. Caveman, you win the run. That's why we're here today.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's logic, there's paperwork, there's instinct. You've got kids, you've got a family. This guy should be in your home from before you leave for work and still be there after you come back home from work.
Right.
Go with your instinct. You're not comfortable, especially the ladies alone at home. Forget it. Don't hire him. Move on. Nobody says you've got to hire him.
I've just borrowed a pile of cash from George at the TD, and now I'm talking to a contractor, and we can make it all good with the cash job.
No cash. I'm telling you, it's going to get worse. Hit July 1st. It's going to get
the
worse
HST
July 1st,
in,
2010,
yes.
Because my number one, see, I have such respect for George's industry. George's an industry where his competition is other banks,
yeah.
Legitimate banks.
Right.
My number one competitor is the guy that got arrested. How can I compete against these illegitimate people? They automatically, right now, the cash guy's 5% less than me. Mind you, he's probably 50% less because he's got overhead.
Right.
Come July 1st, he's going to be 13% less than me. What an advantage that gives him.
But you know what, Bob? You get what you pay for in this society.
Exactly.
The contractor you can bring home to mom. It's Bobby Asadurian, and you can check out his website, RRRinc.ca. Just ask Bob. Watch for him Monday night on For the Record with our own Jason Farr. That's this Monday night on Cable 14. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, George Palios of Canada Trust, the residential mortgages on Upper James. Thank you for your time and your insight today. And, gentlemen, it was a good round.
Thank you. Thank you, Hamilton.
See you in a couple of weeks,
Thank
Bobby.
You. Appreciate it.
This has been Experts on Call. The Dave Shuttleworth Show is next. Talk 820 Time 1258.